Tomorrow at the White House, President Obama is scheduled to meet with middle-class Americans who would be affected by that fiscal cliff tax increase. This dialogue with the American people is part of a broader effort to keep campaign supporters engaged in the president's second term. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this is a big change from the first term, and it isn't easy.
4 years ago, President Obama took office with an email database of 11 million supporters. Nancy Taylor of St. Louis, Missouri, was one of those supporters, and as the Obama administration waged its first-term battles on the stimulus, health care, and the debt ceiling, what she heard from the president was basically crickets.
All I really got from the White House were Christmas cards.
If he had asked you to do something, would you have been interested in doing it?
Oh, I think definitely, but I don't know. I just felt like everything was up to the politicians in Washington at that point.
Andrea Lee was in the voter database, too. She had done door knocking and phone banking, and after the election, she did nothing.
You know, I was a person with hands ready to do something, and I did want to continue the momentum, and it just wasn't clear what to do.
At the start of President Obama's first term, Combes Lavasani handled online communications for the Democratic Party. He says the Obama team knew how to organize for a campaign, but they had no idea how to use those tools to govern.
We were watching a Democratic administration come in for the first time since 1992, and most of us hadn't lived in an age where the internet really existed as a mobilizing tool. So we were getting to see how this played out really for the first time ever.
The White House was consumed with a tanking economy, and mobilizing the base could have seemed like a partisan act when the president had been elected on a promise to work across party lines. So with nobody watering the grassroots, they kind of shriveled up. The first time that really changed was just a year ago, when President Obama presented a job creation plan to Congress.
I ask every American who agrees to lift your voice. Tell the people who are gathered here tonight that you want action now.
When he said, call your member of Congress, the phone system in the Capitol crashed with the flood of phone calls. This coincided with the start of the 2012 campaign, a new opportunity for the president to re-energize the base that had been sitting around waiting for an assignment. And now, after millions more door knocks and phone calls, President Obama is back for another 4 years. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the administration won't make the same mistake they made last time.
Some of the lessons that we learned over the last 4 years have to do with engaging the public on these sometimes chewy policy debates is important because they care and they have a deep stake in the outcome of the debates.
Engaging the public is not as easy as it sounds. After this year's election, Andrea Lee of Chicago hopped on a conference call with tens of thousands of volunteers. President Obama thanked people, and then a campaign organizer pointed everyone to a website to stay involved.
So then I thought, great, there's a way to be connected. But then when I went to that website, the toolkit is really just like images that you would put on your Facebook background or like a desktop background.
The campaign also sent volunteers a long survey after the election. And last week, the White House urged people to tweet and Facebook President Obama's plan for dealing with the fiscal cliff. Obama campaign manager Jim Messina admitted last week at a Playbook breakfast that this is still a work in progress.
The one thing I know is that people want to be involved in supporting the president's agenda in the next 4 years. How that looks is a discussion we need to have with our grassroots.
In a way, this is President Obama's bread and butter, not so different from the community organizing work that launched his career in Chicago. But figuring out how to do it on a national scale with a big, messy issue is a challenge nobody has tackled before. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.